Ladies and gentlemen, this is the main event of the evening. And now, live on HBO, it's time!
Welcome to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
So, in case you don't know us, my name is Marcus, and right next to me is Calvin. Calvin, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, and you, man?
Ah, great, man, great, man. So how's everything going, man? In the sports industry, how's everything?
No, everything's great so far.
There were crazy stuff happening.
Yeah, it's been an awesome weekend, awesome and crazy.
What we're going to talk about today is that it's interesting stuff. So I'm going to talk about the transfers in the La Liga and in the Premier League that is happening. So there are many players that are moving from the Premier League to La Liga. So it's very, very interesting. And what we're going to talk about also is the upcoming cricket matches. And it's very, very exciting because England, Australia, Pakistan, and India will be playing in this coming month. And I'm hoping to see these teams participating. So this year I've never watched cricket at all. I don't know what happened. I've never watched cricket at all.
I was quarantine, man. That's what happens. We all just say,
yeah.
Ah, it's quarantine. Just say it's quarantine.
It's quarantine. It's quarantine. It's quarantine.
Yeah, don't say you don't know what happened.
I never watched cricket this year. I was more of a rugby person. Yeah, I was in the UFC industry, but we'll put that on hold for now.
And soccer. Some boxing.
Boxing might come back. I'm not really sure, but I just need to get more results on that. So, I'm going to talk about the La Liga transfers today and the Premier League transfer and the cricket upcoming matches.
And we're going to give you something about the rugby league, you guys. We're going
to
keep you informed. Yes.
Yes.
The rugby league is still going, you know.
Oh, yes. I remember the rugby league is still going. So we'll see you guys after this. Radio has never been better.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mention. I ain't got no reason.
Tell the people.
Everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
Welcome back to the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better. Yes. So what we're going to chat about first is the cricket, the ICC, the International Cricket Council. Just to let you know that the International Cricket Council started in July, so it just started recently. So I didn't see South Africa there, so
yeah,
bit worried.
I saw here James Richardson says...
Yes.
Cricket for South Africa is scheduled to hold on Saturday, the 5th of September. But I think they need to speak because I haven't seen South Africa.
Yes. So what I've seen is India, Pakistan, England, Australia. Those four teams, they are blowing up. So in case you didn't know, this sport actually started on the 8th of July this year in the quarantine. When the quarantine was coming down, and I'm gonna give you the features of what it is to come. So tomorrow, England will play Pakistan, and it starts at 7 p.m. South African time. They'll be playing all the way till, let me just get the end date, on the 16th of September. So it'll start from tomorrow until the 16th of September. Then Australia will play West Indies, and they will play until the 9th of October. So it's gonna be an interesting match. So the next match with Australia and West Indies is on the 4th of October. So please look out for that. And Australia will face India. Now India and Australia.
Yeah.
I must say they're very good in cricket. Let's just take out the Proteas for now.
Yeah, I think mostly India. Yeah.
It was India and Pakistan. Those teams, I must say, they are like the best for me. I give it to them. I've seen them play. They play good cricket. I must say, they play really good cricket. But besides the Proteas, though, I think the Proteas remain. I wouldn't say at the top, but they remain the best because they put young players like almost every year. So I think they have young players in the bench every year. So as soon as the one player goes up, there's another player that's like very good and young, and that goes in. You know, so
yeah. Look, I think also South Africa, because you know they're having they fired the our cricket team. I'm talking about the chief executive. I think they need to because there's changes to be made. They need to get a new one. You know.
Oh yes.
And, yeah. Obviously, they go. They need to fix that. I think.
Yes.
After fixing that, they might play. But yeah, they were having issues. Obviously, we don't know what. But yeah, there was something in the background.
Ah yes, yes, yes. There is things that are happening inside the cricket and the Proteas. Now let's chat more about the rugby, the Currie Cup. So the Currie Cup has been commencing. So the Currie Cup has started also in July, the same time as cricket. So I'm sure there are teams playing. And just to let you know that I think in May, did you know that the coronavirus in Australia ended and they had their first match in Australia?
Sure.
They had the first match in Australia, but obviously not the country. The country didn't play, but the play, like the team.
The team.
The teams in the Australian country, they had their first match with the full stadium. Then there was a lockdown for 1 month. Then they started, then from there, there was no lockdown in Australia. They already have the vaccine, by the way. So I won't give, I don't know much information, but they had their first match. I think it was not Cheetahs, but I forgot the team. But they had the first match. It was really, really brilliant. It was a full stadium. So I'm gonna chat about the transfers now. Whew, guys, there is a rumor. I don't know if you know, Mr. Calvin, but there is a rumor that Messi actually postponed his meeting with Man City because he was meeting with Barcelona managers on Wednesday. So we get a year of the final say from him on Wednesday.
So that's it. I think that he's made his decision.
Yeah. So he's just having a meeting with the managers on Wednesday to see if he's really going to move to Man City. Because if he's moving to Man City, if he makes his final decision on Wednesday. And did you know he's encouraging Neymar to join Man City? Yes, that is not a rumor. He did say himself. He did say he wants Neymar to come to Man City with him. But the question is, will Neymar go?
Yeah? So what do you think is going to happen to Barcelona now? Because we know, like...
Yeah.
Honestly speaking, now, I know there's been matches that Messi hasn't been playing, but...
Yes.
Now it's different, man, because you have to look at Barcelona without Messi, you know?
Now you have
then
to look
this
at...
This is, like, is it going to be the same Barcelona, you know, the same Barcelona that we knew?
I think it's going to be like Real Madrid. I mean, you guys, I got to give credit to you guys. Like, you guys were good without Ronaldo.
Yeah, no.
No. You guys, honestly speaking, the way you guys were playing, like, with Ronaldo and without Ronaldo, I mean, let's be honest.
Okay,
were you guys depending on Ronaldo when he was there at times? Or sometimes, always?
Sometimes.
Sometimes, you'll say you're depending on Ronaldo. But, okay, in your opinion, since it's your team, that's just my opinion. Without Ronaldo, how have you seen them play? Do you think you guys need Ronaldo back?
Yeah, I mean, you've seen, you know. we definitely don't need Ronaldo, guys.
Vinicius. Okay.
Vinicius.
Now...
We still have Benzema, the old cloth, you know, we still have, which I don't see playing a lot, Eden Hazard.
Yes, Eden,
we
yes.
still have...
Gareth.
Gareth Bale, yes, now yes. that you remind me, we have a lot, you know.
Yeah, you still have the Gareth Bales, the Benzemas. Oh, you still have the very, very good players.
You yeah, know, we, I must we say. The Cruz, you know.
But like, Barcelona!
We good, no, them, you know, not that oh. they are a good team. I mean, Suarez is still there, don't get me wrong.
Suarez, Becky. Yeah, so look,
I don't know for Barcelona, like really, I would like to watch the next match now.
Without Messi.
Yeah, I would like to.
Yeah, so...
Because they have to adapt now to a different gameplay, you know?
Yeah, because just remember, Messi was a captain. Before yeah. Messi, it was Iniesta. Before Iniesta, it was Xavi. Yeah, so they were the three captains for Barcelona. So who's going to be... I think the captain... In my opinion, I think the captain is Becky. Captain, Becky's going to be captain. Or number two, Suarez.
Yeah, and guys, I don't know. What do you guys think about... Well, we'll see his performance at Barcelona's first match. The new coach of Barcelona, Ronald Koeman.
Oh, okay. So they already have a new coach
now.
Yeah, they
already have a new coach. He's going to be coaching the team until, I think his contract goes until the 30th of June, 2022.
Oh, okay. So it's
I think he's going to be there based on how he makes Barcelona performs.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking at the previous, because they fired the previous coach within like 6 months, you know.
Mm.
So, yeah, well, he will have to.
So, look, man, with Barcelona, I think they need a coach that's very experienced. Because Barcelona ain't a small team. We all know that. It ain't a small team.
Well, they're not, but we will see from now how they're going to operate. I'd like to see nothing wrong, you know. I'd like.
But you would like to see how they operate without.
So since I've heard he's out, I'm like, actually, I wonder. Cause don't get me wrong, there's been matches he hasn't been there, but obviously he's just not playing.
Yeah.
But now that he's not there at all, we'd like to see
what's going to happen.
What's their gameplay now? What they going to do? And. Well, I think it's up to the new coach now, you know.
I really think the new coach is going to be under so much pressure because they say, okay, Messi's not here. Now I have to rebuild this team. Somebody broke this team.
Well, and one thing we can say also, because if you think about it, well, if I'm not mistaken, Messi would have been equivalent of, because don't get me wrong, Barcelona players are very high paid.
Yeah,
he would have been probably equivalent to three or four players' salaries, as in combined.
Yeah,
that would probably make Messi's salary, you know. But now, looking at it from the fact that Barcelona doesn't have to pay so much money, you know, in my opinion, they can get like three players just to replace Messi.
Okay, three
proper players, and then they can replace Messi.
Three proper young players.
Yeah.
Young players.
Because one thing we know also is that they've been taking from the B team, you know.
Yes.
The younger team.
Ah, yes, yeah, yes,
so
yes, yes.
I'm really hoping for the best for Barcelona.
Look, if I was a coach, I would say, like, if we see that the Barcelona main team is going down, why can't we train the B team better, like,
well, look, the young players. I think that's what they're doing, because they're doing is as the players get better in the other team, they bring them to the bigger team, you know, the bigger Barcelona. I'd like to see what happens.
So I want to see Barcelona with young players like 18, 19, 21, 23.
Yeah.
I want to see just the main team being young players. I really think Barcelona is going to be interesting. Also for Real Madrid, though.
Yeah.
Real Madrid. I want to see Barcelona, Real Madrid, like, under 19s, 18s, 21s, 23s.
So, and also, Man United, they are buying Ajax player.
Yeah.
Van de Beek. So, 40 million. So
40 million euros, yes. Correct?
So, yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's good.
They can't wait to get... I don't know. I don't watch Van de Beek, guys, so...
No, look.
I'd like to know what you guys are saying about him, because they're fighting because they want the guy, you know?
But look, Ajax, I've known Ajax for having such young, talented players.
And he's 22 years old. So I know age-wise, and which means he still has a long road ahead of him.
But he's going to perform, I must say. He's going to perform. I really think these old players, like the Messis, the Ronaldos, I really think they have experience, yes, but don't you think they fall under pressure just because of these young generation players? The Neymars. Let's not count Mbappe, because Mbappe is like 21, 22 there. I mean, let's not count him in. Let's count the Messis, the Suarez's, the Ronaldos, the Beckys. Don't you think they fall under pressure just because of these young players, or they actually feel proud to say, you know what, man, at least we're leaving something behind? I mean, I really think sometimes these players fall under pressure because they say, whoo,
look, now
these players are good.
And in the B team, now, as in the younger Barcelona,
yes,
what I'm hearing, there's a lot of, because I was watching videos as well. There's sad kids, man, like, who play for the team, for the younger Barcelona,
yes,
who said about the fact that Messi is leaving, you know. Because if you think about it, there's a lot of young players that are relied on him in Barcelona.
Yes.
That were looking up to Messi. I want to be, now he's gone, you know what I'm saying? And it's crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. It is crazy. So let me just get to the transfer of, first of all, the La Liga. So Marilim Janik is from Juventus, is going to Barcelona for 6 million euros. Claudio Bravo from Manchester City is going to Real Betis and is going for free.
Loan, eh?
Yes. And Danny Eritich is from Huesca, going to Elche, and is currently on the loan. And Oscar Rodriguez from Real Madrid is going to Sevilla for 13.5 million euros. Roberto's going from West Ham to Real Valladolid is going for free. And Rodrigo's going to is going from Sporting CP to Alves. And there's a lot of transfers here. There's a guy, Cucho Fernandez, Watford, going to Getafe. And Francis Conkeline is from Valencia, going to Villarreal. And let's just jump into the Premier League. So, the Premier League, those players, I wouldn't say they play the same, Mr. Calvin. Don't you think?
Yeah,
La Liga players.
I wouldn't say all, yeah.
And what's it, the Premier League? Yes.
Yeah.
I forgot the name for a second. Well, but the Premier League. They don't play the same.
Yeah, no. Definitely not.
So, Messi, I'm a bit worried about him. But I'm not so worried, but I'm a bit worried. Because is he able to adapt? Because they don't play the same. Look, they don't play the same. He has to adapt to the Premier League now. Because one thing I know about Premier League people, they have power. They have powers and speed. And they have a lot of those. But Messi has speed. I've never seen his power, but I've seen his speed and he can dodge and all that stuff. But the question is, will Messi be able to adapt? Because Ronaldo was able to adapt to that. And Neymar didn't play for any team from Premier League. He went straight to PSG. Now, will Messi be able to adapt? Look, my question is,
that's the main problem, because we know Messi, you know?
Yeah.
He's Messi.
Messi. Okay.
I think that's going to be quicker for him.
But I really think he's going to adapt very, very quickly. Then you will see, I think within the first week you'll see, okay, at least he's starting with the team, you understand?
Mm.
Then within the second week, third week, you expect a lot from him within like those 2 weeks. Like maybe in like a month, you expect, okay, Messi, now he's adapted. Now let's see what you got in the Premier League now. So the transfers in Arsenal, people going in to Arsenal is Williams Saliba from Saint Etienne. From 27 million euros. William from Chelsea is going for free. Pablo Mari from Flamengo is under close. And Cesc Suarez from Southampton is going to Arsenal. And Austin Villa, the only person that's going in is Ben Cherisen is from Exeter. So he is from these small teams. And people that are going out is Ross. It's Ross, Colum, Jack, Anton Hooper, Colin, Dimitri, Jamie, Kelsey, and James Chester. So let's see who's going to Manchester United. Okay, Liverpool. Let's start with Liverpool. The person that's going to Liverpool is Costa Tsimikas, and he's from a team called Olympicos, and he's going and buying him for 11 million euros.
Look, I think in Liverpool now the hot news is young player from Watford Liverpool, I think, signed this morning. His name is Malia.
Malia, yes.
Yeah. He's 40 million, guys. So if
40 million.
If Liverpool, he's a winger in Watford. So
yes,
if Liverpool's willing to buy him, I think he must be fire, you know.
He's a young player.
He's very young, yeah.
Nah, nice. So you expecting a lot from
him? Yeah, I want to see him.
That's good. So I wonder what team is he from, because
he's from Watford.
Wow, Watford, yeah. Really? So, that's good. So what? Watford also has young players Ajax and Watford. They're very, very young players. Now, besides Messi, the players that are moving in into Manchester City is Nathan Ake for Bournemouth, 41 million euros. Ferran Torres for Valencia, 21 million euros. Pablo Moreno from Juventus is under closed. Young Koto from Kerry Diba, he costs 5.5 million euros. So that's the team that's going to Manchester City. Now Manchester United is Odinho Ighalo from Shanghai, and he's on the loan at the moment. He's on the loan. So not many people are going to Manchester United. But we expected Messi to go to... Not many people expected him to go to Manchester United, but Manchester City. Many people begged him for City or PSG. But I really think he would survive in PSG.
Well, I think PSG is already fired. They don't need him there.
Yeah. PSG is fired on
PSG its own. Wasn't an option for me personally.
Yeah, but look, I'm not saying it's going to happen. It will never happen. What would happen if this happens? How would you feel? Like, if Messi moved on to Bayern Munich, how would it be? I'm not saying it's going to happen.
Okay.
That will never happen. But if it happened...
I just see it's called a disaster. definitely a disaster.
To all the wow.
With what already Bayern Munich is doing. And then they
add Messi.
It's like airing peri-peri on the curry. it's crazy.
You've heard that, people? But look, Bayern Munich is good on its own. Like, look, German players are very, very good. I mean, they are so good that they said if you support any team from Germany, that's cheating. Straight up. Because that's how good they are. Obviously, there are some teams in countries that are not good and all that stuff. But Germany, they have good players there. The way they train is very, very different. I must say, their training is very, very very different.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? So,
and another match that I watched over the weekend was Liverpool and Arsenal.
Liverpool and Arsenal.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was like a
draw, and obviously penalties proved.
One side
to be stronger than the other. Yeah. So,
it was a draw.
Yeah, Arsenal won penalties.
Oh, Arsenal won against Liverpool. Okay.
So I'd say heads up to Arsenal is basically they're moving now, you know.
Oh, now they're moving. Look,
personally, I'm seeing them now.
But look, we've been looking down. Let's be honest, we've been looking down at Arsenal, guys.
We haven't been speaking much about
Arsenal,
but now we'd like to speak about them.
We do want to speak about them, and we've been putting them down. We've been putting them down. You get what I'm saying? So anyway, guys, it's been good. It's been real. We'll see you after this. Radio has never been better.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice that your word unfading.
Album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
So that's it from us. If you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. You can catch us on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram on ActiveFM 777, which is the number of heaven.
Yeesh.
The Calvin. You forgot about them.
No.
But no, it's cool. It's cool. But man, it's been cool. It's been real with you. But for myself and Calvin, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is the Sporting Base, where radio has never been better.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.